available to him, which we can call his human resources because he will have them, whatever else he may not have. He has time, energy, and knowledge. These are the three things that are natively his. Now, he will use these along with natural resources, such things as land, minerals, and so forth, to create secondary resources, which would be things like property, articles, objects, money, and so forth. The things that are derived from his human resources. Now, it has to be recognized that everything ultimately stems from these resources, that everything he has in life came from an expenditure in some way of some of these resources. He has to spend these resources to get happiness. He has no choice. He has to give up time, energy, knowledge, and so forth in order to get the things that he wants in the world. And the important thing that we want to recognize here is that these resources are limited. No one has an inexhaustible supply of time, energy, and knowledge. There is always a point at which they are limited to him.